I have waited for the Lord, and God stooped toward me and heard my cry, and put a new song into my mouth, a hymn to our God. Sacrifice or offering you wished not, but ears open to obedience you gave me. Holocausts or sin offerings you sought not. And then I said, behold, I come. In the written scroll it is prescribed for me to do your will, O my God, is my delight, and your law is within my heart. I announced your justice in the vast assembly. I did not restrain my lips, as you, O Lord, know. The reading is from the 40th Psalm. And it's an intimate prayer. It lets us in on another person praying. And in this psalm, you can hear the background of the person praying, what they must have been going through. I think the last time this psalm came up, 3 years ago, I was in a sacristy in a parish church, and the lector came up to me, the one who was supposed to proclaim the psalm, and he said, you know, Father, I think there's a typo in the reading today. And I said, really, what? And he said, well, it repeats the word waited. It says, I have waited for the Lord. Well, it's no typo. It's no mistake. I waited for the Lord. You can hear the anguish, the groan, the temptation to impatience. Right away now, it isn't just another person praying, is it? It's our prayer, because we can remember the times when we prayed, and at first got a mysterious quiet from God. Or it's our prayer right now, as we hear it and we pray along. It's our prayer because in the present tense, we are waiting for the Lord, and wondering, what's going on? Nothing seems to be happening. We're having a Holy Saturday experience, that waiting period between the suffering and the waiting for the resurrection. It could be a prayer of someone who has suffered a long time. It could be a prayer that we pray for those we love and suffer with them. And as we wait and as we pray, the big questions come to mind. I had a close friend who was a parish minister. She was a director of religious education for about 20 years in a parish. She developed a brain tumor and went through chemo and x-ray treatments and hospital stays and recovered for a while, but then it came back. Radiation again, chemo, hospital stays, stronger and stronger doses of medication. A repeat of the whole catastrophe. It was like watching a sad movie a second time. While she was in the nursing home, I was able to get to see her, and we prayed together. And this was her prayer. I waited. And to a lesser extent, it was our prayer too, as we prayed for her. Her faith was strong, and she was scared. Pray for me, she said. Such a good woman, with very close and faith-filled friends at the parish, in her neighborhood, in the jail that she used to visit. The waiting stirs up lots of reactions and responses in us and many questions. When will our prayer be answered? When will our prayer for her be answered, we wondered. Will they be answered? Also, the waiting stirs up our attempts to make excuses for God, who seems to be indifferent. We offer what we consider consoling words, and we quote them almost as if they're biblical. We say things like, God never gives us more than we can bear. Awful, awful expression. God is testing your faith, we might be saying. Really? Is that the kind of God we want? The psalm expresses how we feel. We're waiting for God to make a move on our behalf, and we struggle not to give up on God. The psalm expresses how we feel when we're praying for family members, people we know in ministry, trying to assure them of God's loving concern and their waiting, trying to convince them that ours is a loving and a caring God as they wait and we wait with them. This is the prayer of those who've lost a spouse, who are waiting for the laugh in their lives to return, waiting for the pain in their chest to go away. I waited, waited. It's the prayer of the suffering people of the world, waiting for relief for their starving children, for their sick family members. The prayer of the people in Haiti right now, now dealing with cholera. While we try to do something on their behalf, we also pray this prayer of waiting and confidence in God. Another kind of waiting we do is the length of our whole lives. We wait for the Christ who will come. We wait over a lifetime of service and ministry and routine. And for those of us in religious life, for the stress in religious life, especially for our sisters who are undergoing investigation right now from the Vatican. We can, in our long waiting, lose sight and forget the one who's to come, the one for whom we're waiting, in our routine, in our day-to-day work, and in our anger, frustration with our church, and the scandals of recent years. It's not just at the end time, our end time, we can forget, but we can forget the many ways God breaks in and surprises us in gentle, gracious ways. The psalmist is praying a prayer that was answered. It sounds like the answer came just in time. Psalmist says, God stooped toward me and heard my cry. God put a new song into my mouth, a hymn to our God. I've been practicing a prayer of gratitude each evening. No big deal. I sit at the edge of my bed and review the day. I try to think about how God has put a new song or a new hymn into my life, or given me reasons for a new hymn. The days go by so rapidly, they can be so humdrum sometimes, so chaotic at others. So I'm trying to express what I'm grateful for in the day that just passed, the times when God, in big or small ways, bent down towards me. You can miss God. God is so subtle. I give thanks for the little courtesies I've experienced, for the helps that were offered me, for the responses of those that I did something for, which I consider just a little thing, part of the day, but somehow it meant a lot to certain people. I waited. And if I'm not too distracted by the glitz around me, not too distracted by the workaholism I plow into, the head down, pushing ahead, then I might see that our God did bend down and hear my cry. It's hard to wait, not doing something, filling in the time sometimes, trying not to be anxious about the empty spaces. For those of us who practice a quiet form of prayer, a contemplative prayer, that's a hard waiting time sometimes. It's a period of not saying prayers, but waiting on God to bend down. However we wait, however long or short the period is, each day brings its challenges. We try to constantly turn away from idols and altars of distraction and try to stay with the waiting and the trust.